N8 DMH, mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. I'm actually headed out to my parents real quick. They're down in Indiana right now, so I gotta go feed the dogs.
Oh, well, that's useful function, and maybe a little quick throw over the ball or something like that, but I hadn't talked to you for a couple weeks, so I figured I would just give you a shout.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I've actually been whipping up a Direwolf instance for the EOC at Tiny Tracker thing locked up a couple times within a month. And conveniently, I happened to be going over there to do some work, so I went and rebooted it. But I think it's due to be retired.
Oh, well, very good. Glad you were able to reboot it. Yeah, I've gone in a couple times, looked at stuff there. You know, I turned off a bunch of the TYT radios because one of them was locked up in the 220. So the 220 radio was locked on. And I don't know why I turned it off. It was kind of overheating also.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't know why the Tiny Tracker keeps locking up. It seems to be doing okay, like, receive-wise. I do notice that it could use a filter can on to filter out 1.4, because whenever the transmitter for the repeater comes up, it just blows the receiver on the APRS right out of the water.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which antenna it's on. It used to be on a pretty good antenna, but its performance has definitely degraded on the receive side in the last 2 years.
And I'm hoping with Direwolf that'll help. It'll get better, because Direwolf so far has the decoder on it has absolutely it's absolutely incredible how it can pull packets right out of the mud.
Okay, yeah, we should probably label which antenna those various coax feeds are also on. There's a triplexer that I had back when I was doing BOP stuff. We can disable all that stuff.
I think, from my understanding, that tribander needs to be replaced. I think that's at least what Jeff said, anyway.
It could be. We could do some work there, but okay. Hey, well, just figured I'd give you a shout. Really didn't want to tie up too much this morning. Just it's been a couple weeks since I talked to you, so I just wanted to say howdy.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim's always a pleasure. Any DMH mobile.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Back to making a cup of coffee.
KE8DAT mobile. KF8ENF mobile. KF8DNF calling N8DMH. Drake, you out there today? KF8ENF mobile.
KF8AIW radio check.
Station calling for a radio check. This is KF8ENF. Read you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I was just checking to see if I could hit the repeater. I just programmed my radio and just checking it out. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're getting in just fine. Nice work. KF8DNF, clear and monitoring. KF8DNF, mobile.
KC8VSU.
November 8th. Whiskey Charlie Bravo monitoring.
W8RPM. W8RPM. East 8 LMI Mobile. W8RPM. KC8 LMI Mobile.
KFA-TNF Mobile. KFA-TNF Mobile. KFA-ENF Mobile. KFA-ENF calling KE8RKX. Ryan, are you listening?
W-A-F-I-K.
KFA-ENF monitoring.
W-A-F-I-K. Tom here. Good afternoon.
Hello, Tom. How are you today?
Not bad. I didn't catch your call. I'm pretty new to this EMR stuff. Just actually heard somebody on there, thought I'd say hello. I've only been able to have like 5 conversations on this radio since I got it like 3 weeks ago.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot, and my name is Bentley. I'm actually hitting the 1-9 repeater in Petoskey on Analog FM from Harbor Springs.
Okay, real good. I'm coming into the DMR repeater here in Traverse City on my HT. I got one of these 168, whatever, handhelds a while back and trying to learn about DMR and not having a really good time of it. Very few conversations, but not giving up yet. Nice to make your acquaintance.
Likewise, I've got a DMR radio in my hand right now, but I'm using it in analog mode. I do have a DMR repeater in Petoskey that I can get into, and that I've managed to get that to work and be able to dial up talk groups, and that works fine. But I'm having some real fits with the hotspot that I built last week and set up in my house. Can't get this DMR radio to connect to it for some reason, so I'm running all the traps on that, which is a little bit daunting.
If I can. Yeah, I only caught about the last 3 words about that.
Yeah, I think there's some interference going on locally here. I'm not sure. It seems to be clipping some of the transmissions.
No, I don't understand it yet. I'm doing going to the school of YouTube trying to learn more about it. But either way, just thought I would try it and see if I could figure it out and have some fun with it. Some people told me I should get a hotspot and try that sometime because I want to get into these groups, you know, where I can talk DMR to these worldwide groups and stuff and have some fun that way. Because I live in an old tiny apartment, I can't do HF, but we'll see what happens. W8FIK, Tom in Traverse City.
Yeah, I'm working through getting my hotspot figured out. Built one last week, and I have it connected to my network. All the dashboards show it's green, but I cannot get my DMR radio to connect to it, unfortunately. It's causing me some fits. As far as talk groups and things like that, you have to think about them more as a contact in your radio, and then you dial that contact up through your repeater, and then that will link you to that that talk group over the internet. And once you figure that out and understand that relationship, it becomes pretty apparent. But it's a little bit outside the box thinking if you have a traditional FM analog background on radio.
I think I have a lot of them, or several of them programmed in, and it seems like I'm accessing that hot group, you know, as a separate entry or whatever. But I think the repeater here just doesn't let me do it. I think it's limited to what talk groups or whatever that I can get into through the repeaters. I think they don't want people tying it up, so I guess that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I don't know how Drake has that set up. You can test that if you use the Parrot talk group, which I think is talk group number 310997. And the way that that works is you dial that up through your local DMR repeater. You make a transmission, and it doesn't go out over the entire repeater. It just repeats the transmission back to you to give you confirmation that you've successfully entered a talk group and gotten into the talk group system through that repeater.
If I can. Yeah, I think I understand that. I haven't tried that yet. I keep telling Drake I got to buy him coffee someday so I can ask him a few questions. This still has me baffled, but he's a busy guy, and I have no life, so there's some conflict there. All right, well, thanks for saying hello. I'm in the middle of trying to post something on my blog here. I just started a little blog about my radio stuff, and the link to it is on my page on QRZ if you're bored and want to check it out. Just getting started, so... Once again, thanks for saying hello. Talk to you soon. I hope WAFIK. See ya.
Yeah, nice meeting you, Tom. Have a good evening. And if you do track Drake down for that cup of coffee, tell him that Bentley in Harbor Springs owes him a beer for all the help that he's given me on the air so far. KF8 ENF, clear and monitoring.
I will do that. He's a good guy. He's a really good guy and knows a lot of stuff. Have an awesome day up there. We'll be waiting for IK soon.
W8FIK.
Okay.